Hi, I'm backstage with John Lister from the Keep Our NHS Public campaign. And John, you've just spoken to the rally, and you were particularly concerned about privatisation elements of the health bill. What in particular are you worried about?
Well, what I spoke about was the privatisation and the management of Hinchinbrook Hospital, which is a small hospital in Cambridgeshire, which has been handed over to a private company that's got no experience in running District General Hospital. His own hospital is a tenth the size and has no equivalent services. But obviously the broader spectrum is that, you know, this is one of many companies that are looking for a slice of the action when Andrew Lansley's bill goes through. And the whole idea of any willing provider taking over services, I think, is a nightmare for most people.
And do you think this is what's motivating a lot of the government thinking around this bill, that there is a lot of private sector eagerness to get their hands on contracts? Or do you think they've unwittingly stepped in this agenda through just principles of marketisation?
No, I think the government's denied all the way through they were privatising, but actually the only people really consistently supporting them have been those in favour of private sector takeover, and in fact those sections of the medical profession that have the most to gain from private practice. So the surgeons and the anaesthetists are the only two royal colleges that really haven't come out against the bill as the way everybody else has. So I really think that this is very consistent, and it's clear that the government is opening up the NHS and £100 billion worth of taxpayers' money to the private sector.
There's the Liberal Democrat Spring Conference this weekend in Gateshead, and I dare say Nick Clegg will be trying to reassure activists that there's a number of clauses that are going to prevent privatisation the way that you've described. What would you say to Nick Clegg if he was here now?
I'd say to Nick Clegg that the amendments won't fix this bill. The bits that have already been passed in the bill through the Lords actually set the framework and open the door for the private sector to make progressively more inroads. And the bits and pieces of amendments he's proposing will not change the fundamental character of the bill. And so actually the Lib Dems have a golden opportunity. They could still pull the plug on this bill. If the bill goes through, it's a Lib Dem bill as much as it's Andrew Lansley's, and the Lib Dems should pay the political price for it.
Thank you very much, John Lister. Thank you.